What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here. We have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club App, the number one online streaming platform for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother, DJ CMC. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
My name is DJ CMC. I live currently right now in Mansfield, Texas, about 40 minutes from Dallas, south of Dallas. I'm originally from the Bay Area, California. And it's been a really interesting story of how I got here too.
Awesome, brother. Well, we're excited to have you here on the My DJ Story podcast. So we want to hear your story as a DJ and want to hear your journey in this game. So talk to us a little bit about the beginning days. You know, what sparked your interest to become a DJ, and give us some insight on those early days and walk us through your story leading to where you are today.
Okay. So like I said, I'm from the Bay Area, California. I'm originally from Oakland. Moved all around the East Bay. And if you don't know, but like the San Francisco Bay Area has a high concentration of DJs. And on top of that, it's a high concentration of Filipino DJs, which I highly related to and looked up to. So in the mid 90s, I was, you know, like 12, 13, 14, around that age. A lot of my older cousins were part of the old school DJ crews that they had. Like, they would set up big, huge parties with the big speakers and the trucks and all those things. They throw parties and all that. And I was obviously too young to go, right? So I just knew they would all go out and do all these things, and they would show me pictures. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then whenever I'd go and visit my cousins, they'd have their turntables set up. So I'd go and I'd play with them, you know, not really know what I'm doing, but like eventually they kind of taught me, you know, like, this is what you got to do. You got to listen to music. You got to count beats. You got to do all of this. So eventually when I was older enough, in high school, I got a job working at a theme park, saved all my money that summer, bought me a set of turntables and a mix. Actually, correction, I bought one turntable because that's all I could afford, and one mixer. So I actually taught myself how to scratch first, and then I was trying to mix off of I had just basically a tape player playing music, and I would have one record and just try to mix that in and out, and flip to the B side and practice mixing in and out of all those songs. So basically it was just a slow progression. I started probably, I think I was 13 when I started, got my tables at 15. And like I said, the San Francisco Bay Area has a high concentration of really great DJs, and you get a lot of DJ champions out of there, a lot of innovators. And I had a lot of people to look up to, and, you know, walking around the Bay Area, you run into all these people by chance. I used to hang out at record stores and meet like legendary DJs on the radio. They would have like these mix shows that would go on 24 hours a day. I was heavily influenced by all these DJs and all this music, and like the history of the Bay Area and music in itself is so rich. So I was influenced by all of that. And when I decided to become a DJ, it was just out of love for all that. And at that time, no one around my age that I knew personally were DJs or were interested in DJs. And to me, being a little bit different in that sense, to where, oh, like he's a DJ? Like, really? Like, what does he do? You know, like, not a lot of kids knew what that was. So me being one step ahead, like, that was, it's kind of like, it's kind of like what I enjoyed. And it was, you know, impressive to my peers and things like that. And once they started figuring it out, they're like, oh, he plays music, you know, whatever. And once you get to middle school and you have the girl boy dance parties and stuff like that, they'll be like, oh yeah, Christian, yeah, he did. Why don't we have him come in and do all that? So like, I unofficially became like the DJ for like people around my age. But then yeah, I grew up a little bit more, and then I started meeting all these other people, and they were like DJs at my age too, and it just took off from there, and has brought me to where I am now.
That's really great, bro. It seems like you had a really organic growth within your DJ career. And when it goes like that, it really just kind of embodies who you are as a DJ, and really just grows on you as you grow with the love of DJing. It seems like you're having a lot of fun while doing it. I'm glad that you're able to build a name for yourself where everyone in your circle just knew that you were the go-to guy for DJing. And that's super exciting because you really become a centerpiece of your whole friend circle and your community when people know that you're the guy to go to. So I'm super excited that you were able to share that introduction to us and really talk to us about your journey and just how great it is to have a journey within DJing and just the way you were able to navigate through it. What we really love to talk about on this podcast is how we use your story to help other DJs with the learning lessons that you've learned throughout that journey. So what we're going to do, we're going to hop into a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the learning lessons that you learned throughout that journey, okay?
Okay.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're here with my brother DJ CMC, and he just told us his amazing intro into the DJ game. So brother, you've been DJing for some time now. Please tell us a little bit about some of the things you learned throughout that journey that has helped you progress in your career. You know, talk to me about some of the things that you know now that you wish you knew when you were first getting started, so other DJs that are just getting started could not make the same mistakes.
Okay, so I feel like this goes with any kind of dream or any kind of goal you're pursuing, but you honestly don't give up, because when I first started, it felt like, oh, you know, my circle's not big enough, I'm not gonna ever meet people to get me where I need to go, or and like I said, I was surrounded by DJs. I had cousins who were DJs, you know, friends who were DJs, and you know, maybe I saw them, you know, someone blow up, I mean, maybe they were on the radio or something like that, but honestly, you just cannot give up. And that goes for anything, you know, regular 9-to-5 jobs, you know, school, you just can't give up. You got to keep going. Cause honestly, in my DJ journey, I've taken a lot of breaks, and even right now I would say I'm on a hiatus. But like sometimes when you take those breaks, you kind of recharge, you kind of collect yourself. And when you come back, you're even motivated more to like either get back to where you were or beyond. So if anything, that's like the one big rule I always follow is like never give up, and like nothing's too far. I want to say even in DJ, nothing is too far within your reach. Like I grew up with a lot of DJs that I met, Jay Espinoza, one example. So I used to go to this record store in Fremont, California, owned by my friend Jeremy and legendary Bay Area DJ Jazzy Jim. It was a vinyl shop, and we would just hang out there. They had a turntable set up there. Like I'd go through, buy my records, whatever came in new. I'd go there, buy my records. And Jay used to work there, used to work the counter. And we chop it up and we talk about music and stuff like that. And I wasn't that good of a scratcher. My good friend B-Strut, he's a good turntablist. So he would go there, you know, cut it up a little bit, and Jay would be there like, oh, how do you do that? Like, show me. And then, you know, now he's like, you know, Red Bull champion, everything like that. So it's like, you know, you could start from somewhere and become, you know, something. It's all within reach. So
wow.
Like, number one, just never give up. Miles Medina, that's one of my good friends. He was actually in a crew with my boy B-Strut, and that's where they all met. So they all met over there at Strictly Stray Hits record shop. And I mean, if you look at where he was like 14 when I first met him, and then we used to have to try to sneak him into the bars and clubs for him to DJ. So, you know, and then it's like now it's anybody can do it. You know, I mean, I don't want to say anybody, you got to have the drive, but everything is within reach and just never give up. Like that's like my main two rules. And also, I don't know how many people believe this, but you can. How do I put this? It's like, no, I feel like in this in the whole industry, like everyone should be your peers versus, yeah, you know, there's legends, but I see everybody as a peer to me versus I seem like, oh, that person's untouchable. It's, I guess this is also like a, like, reach for your goals kind of thing. But as I see everyone as peers, like you can learn from your peers, you can learn from legends. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, you should try to see everybody at the same level as you. Like,
yeah, I think that's really good advice, brother. And I think that, you know, having that motivation and that confidence that any goal is reachable, you really walk through it and towards it with confidence that you will get there, as opposed to a maybe or, oh, I don't know. You walking in like, hey, if I put in the work, it will happen. And that faith is what really brings you forward and give you the strength, the courage, and the energy to manifest it and bring it into this world. So I'm a full believer of that. And I think that that's super important for all DJs and everyone that's reaching goals to set lofty goals and work your hardest to get there and have faith that if you stick through it, it will happen. And even if it doesn't happen the way you want it to happen, there will be learning lessons and things that you gain that's valuable on the way of pursuing it. So don't be discouraged. Make sure that you just go hard and do what you got to do and have faith that it's going to work out. Then you also touched upon another thing that at the end of the day, no matter if someone's a legend or a newcomer, we're all equal. We're all people. Yeah. Just because someone, you know, has fame or fortune or wealth or whatever it may be that their claim to fame is, at the end of the day, we're all human. And that's all that matters. And I think that if you walk with that energy and that understanding that we're all people, you can learn from people, you can be humble to people, you can help people, and we all are on this earth together. And that's what's really important. Don't think anyone's higher or lower than you. We're all the same and just working towards goals. Exactly. And I really appreciate you sharing that, because sometimes people think that there are people that are untouchable and unapproachable. And then that distracts the way that they should operate when interacting with those people. And that's what slows you down. But if you have a confidence and understanding that we're all just people, and you meet people at that level of being people, you'll make great decisions that will help you bring your career forward, man.
That exactly. You can put it any better. That's exactly what I was trying to convey.
I love it, man. Hey, I would love to talk about, you know, some things in regards to your branding and who you are as DJ CMC. First of all, how did that name come to be, and what does that branding mean to you?
I have a pretty interesting story. So actually, CMC is actually my initials. So my full name's Christian Michael Camarillo. Back home in the Bay Area, I'm like, I always bring up the Bay, but it's my roots, is where I grew up. And I back to where I am now, I'm in Texas, but I only moved here last year. So I literally know no one here. Just kind of uprooted and me and my family moved out here. But so CMC, that's my initials. Back in California, they used to have, or I believe it's still on, but it's not public access TV, but it's like a local channel. And after school, or like afternoons till like early evening, they used to have this show, CMC TV, which actually meant California Music Channel TV. And they would show music videos, and it was hosted by some radio personalities. Chuy Gomez, DJ Franzen was also on there. So they would host music TVs. And back then, people thought I looked like Franzen, which is weird. As I guess because, you know, Asian, Filipino, Asian, and I wear glasses. And they're like, hey, you look like that guy who was on TV, who's on CMC. And then people kind of, they say, oh, your initials are CMC. They're like, yeah, let's just, you know. So I kind of just ran with it, you know. Honestly, when I first started, I had like tons of different names too, like some that I'm not going to mention because they're just so weird and outdated, but that's how I got my name. What was it? I'm sorry. What was this the second part of your question about?
And what does that branding mean to you? What are some things that stand out about your brand and how you and who you are as a DJ?
Okay. So I've been identifying as DJ CMC for as long as I've known. And like I said, like all my friends, like if you go through their phones, most likely it's under CMC versus my actual real name. Like even my wife has CMC on her speed dial. So it's really become a part of me. And if you go around and probably ask people like who I am back home, they'll be like, CMC, you know, they'll either equate it to the TV show or me. So in that sense, like, I'm like owning that name. I'm pretty sure there's other people named CMC because I've searched, and even I've had hard times trying to get that name tag on Twitch. So I had to stick like a number to my Twitch. So in a sense that it's become my name, my real name, and you know, it's my DJ name, so that's how I associate it. But like I said, it being in the game for so long, people have associated me with it. They know my quality, they know the people I know, the people I work with, and it's all top notch. Like even when I was running a promotion company and I would hire my DJs, like I had a lot of homies that were DJs, but I was selective on the people that I chose because, you know, maybe this DJ played, you know, house, and maybe this DJ played hip hop, and maybe the club wanted, you know, top 40 DJ. Like, I'm not going to just pick my friends because they're my friends, you know. Like I had to pick for what it was or what they were asking for. So I feel like my brand brings that kind of quality and thought into what the club needs or what the event needs. And like I said, it's no disrespect to any of my friends who, like, you know, like, oh, you know, you should just hire, you know, no disrespect to them, but they all understood and they all knew that, you know, there's Christian, the person who I am, and then, you know, there's Christian, the business. So, you know, I'd like to run my business very family orientated. Like, you know, we're all humble. We all look for each other for support. And like you said, like, no one is too bigger than the other person. So even if I seem like I was getting a lot, not, I don't want to say getting out of line, but, you know, maybe my head was getting too big, I'd have, you know, have my friends check me on that and be like, yo, let's bring you back to earth. Like, you know, let's try to focus on what we need to do. But in that sense, that's what I feel like my brand is. Like, I don't want to sound too strict, too business-like, but, again, like, it's still a business that you would run, but I like to keep it loose. I like to keep it fun. I like, familiarity. I like, humbleness, you know, all that. And, you know, when you see me perform, you see people that I hire perform or anybody I work with perform, it's like, we all, that's our vibe that we put out. Like, you know, we're not trying to outdo each other. We're all just trying to live, you know. We're all just trying to get along and trying to do what we're trying to do and trying to help each other, trying to get to our goals and everything. So that's kind of vibe I want to put out with my brand, and I feel like I've been doing that the last 20 years or so. So yeah, but it's been a long journey, and you know what, I don't even think that I don't want to say where I want to be, but I feel like there's still room to grow and still room to build on my brand and kind of establish. Because like I said, I moved out here to Texas. I know no one. So I feel like I need to now establish my brand here and kind of network and like meet more people, which I'm still doing. And because of the pandemic, it kind of threw a wrench in everything. So like, and things are just starting to open up. So we just got to, you know, even if it's starting from ground level right now, we just, you know, just continue on my journey.
Awesome, brother. That's super exciting. And it seems like you've done a lot of relationship building, which is super important. Relationship building is like really key to this game, because you can't do it alone and you cannot grow by yourself. You need people to grow. So great. Thank you for talking about this. It's a super important topic for DJs to hear. I would love to hear, you know, what are some things that you're focused on now, and how could myself, the club, our community, and our listeners help and support you?
Okay. So, like I said, I just got to Texas. I'm trying to feel out their vibe out here. I don't know what kind of music. I could listen to the radio and kind of feel what they're listening to out here. But like I said, since things are just opening up, like, I haven't been out to the public much. And I don't know what kind of crowds they are. Cause it can vary. Like, you know, I don't know if it's like crazy Vegas vibes out here or if it's low key down south vibes. I have no idea. Like, I have to actually go out there. And like I said, things are just opening up, and I live in the country. So I'm about 40 minutes from a big city, actually 20 minutes. I'm sorry. I could go to Fort Worth, but Fort Worth is very, it's still very Texas, if you know what I mean. But if I wanted to travel to Dallas, things in Dallas are still opening up. I'm listening on the radio of events, and they still don't have any like big events coming out still for like another few months, like dead summer. So that's why I'd like to do, like, I want to try to network out here, meet some more DJs. I know there's DJs out here. I've seen people. I've actually met a few people through Twitch, which is amazing what Twitch has done for actually the industry right now. But I met a few people, but like I said, we haven't been able to connect because of COVID. But right now, I'm primarily on Twitch. Currently, like I said, I'm taking a hiatus. We are doing some house remodeling, so my studio is not up right now. So I'm taking a little break, but once I come back, hopefully things will open up. Maybe I'll go out there, kind of introduce myself, meet some more DJs, probably jump on Twitch a little bit more. As I want to say, as I got older, I kind of strayed away from DJing clubs and started moving more to the DJ mobile scene, doing weddings, parties, and things like that. I always enjoyed that versus the club. I'm not really a night owl. I like my sleep. So if I could find somewhere to get my niche in here and kind of like find some weddings and parties and stuff like that, because even that starting to just open up right now too. I'm talking to coworkers and we're like, oh, I'm having a wedding coming up. Do you know any DJs? I'm like, right here. So as soon as things like get to know, it was just kind of weird because everyone's thinking like Texas is like wide open, but no, they're pretty strict about things too out here. So as soon as things open up, like I just want to network more, meet some more DJs, meet some more people that need DJs for like events and stuff like that. And they have plenty of events out here. And I like DJing for events, for meeting different people. I used to DJ for these CrossFit games back in California. And that was pretty fun because I met a lot of people that would connect, you know, be like, oh, then you should DJ for this person's wedding. So like I said, as I got older, I kind of moved away from the clubs and started doing mobile scene gigs and Twitch is, like I said, Twitch is amazing. It's connected me and all my DJ friends. We're able to watch each other, enjoy each other. I've met even more people. I've met some of the Cracker Nuts from down in Houston, which we're in the same state, but we're like 10 hours away from each other. But it's great. Like if that's where my biggest help probably would be, like being in a new place, I just need that plug and just kind of meet, talk to people, even just to talk about music, because I love talking about music to people. It doesn't necessarily have to be like, you know, let's business chopped up, but you know, good things come out when you learn about people and what they enjoy. So
great, man. No, we're super excited for you and best of luck in Texas. I'll actually be in Dallas in October, so hopefully we can link up and do networking when I'm out there, brother. So at this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Okay, I'm running two 1200s, Technics 1200s, and a S9, and I'm running Scratch Live. I don't know. So I think it's Scratch Live.
Who's your favorite DJ?
And this is tough. I'm going old school. Cameron Paul.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at and why?
I DJed at a Pacquiao fight in Las Vegas, circa 2008, I want to see. I was against De La Hoya, I believe.
Name some of the best places to party in your city.
Can I do Bay Area first? Because I do not know.
Go ahead.
Bay Area, I would say, I can't even name those places because all of them closed. When I was there, it was Infusion Lounge and South Bay's Temple. San Jose's Temple Bar.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
I feel like DJs need that. interaction with live people, like even just to see the crowd, because just DJing from on Twitch to my dog and my family is way different from actually seeing a crowd dancing and getting live reactions or reading people's types, you know, people typing things.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
Shout out to DJ B-Strut, DJ Steezo, that's my old school crew, the homie, DJ D-Double, out in LA, out of Chicago, and all my other Hoy Luck Club brothers. Sorry, forget anybody. DJ Rex, DJ CJ, Brothers Keeper. Got it. I'm just drawing blanks. Volteezy Nose, CJ Buckets. Oh, God. Sorry, guys. I'm going blank, but shout out to the Hoy Luck Club.
It's all good, brother. We look forward to hearing your stories one day on the show. And any DJ that wants to be on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And, brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
So right now you can find me on Twitch. My Twitch handle is djcmc_510. I'm always on Facebook and Instagram. You could just search djcmc. I'll show up. You'll see this mug. Me and my wife actually have a podcast, totally not DJ related, but I'd like to push that too, because it's basically a story of how we got here to Texas from California. It's pretty interesting. We post whenever we get to, but we have our own podcast. It's called Hanging with the Camarillos. Hanging without a G and then Camarillos, if you look my last name. But yeah, it just explains what we do. Every now and then I talk about music and stuff, because me and my wife love music. And we love our Bay Area music. You can't take the hyphy out the kids right here. So everywhere we go, it's crazy. So
awesome, brother.
But that's where you can find me.
This was really great having you on the My DJ Story podcast. So great to hear your story and your journey from California to Texas, brother. Thank you so much for spending time with us. And we look forward to seeing you in the club.
All right. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.